Fighter? Fighter? Over here.
Psst.
Right beside you? Here? Hello, my kind friend. It's me, Kira. Oh, I can't believe I found you. Oh, it's wonderful to see you as well. I heard you at a celebration. A real night of champions, thanks to your great success. I came as fast as I could. Yes, I had heard everyone work together to defeat the Titan Grimactus, one of the absolutely dreadful and worst nightmares the lands have ever known. Word spread all the way to the gardens. We were jumping for joy. I'm sure other kingdoms are hearing that once again, good has triumphed and the world is safe for another day. All thanks to your determination and hope. I wanted to see if you were celebrating, so off I went. Like a real adventurer into a mysterious path like nothing I could ever imagine. But now it looks like you're the only one here. Oh? Oh. All of you said your goodbyes already? How long? Oh, I came too late, didn't I? There was so much I wanted to say to all of you for your selfless commitment. All the times I tagged along with you, for being spectacular friends. What rotten luck. Oh, this is the very last time I ask for directions. That stink-nosed scholar. I'm sorry, young lady, but if you take that direction instead of this direction, you will be off by 2 whole miles. You'll get into a bog if you try following the sun, and if you head west this time, you will find yourself in an old tree once full of life, and now the personal toothpick of a giant. If you're even more unlucky, you might encounter a dust devil swirling around a field of flowers and tossing them away like children's toys. I'll show her unlucky. Well, I'm glad you all found happiness and relief. Years of peril, trial, and teamwork. Each of you came a long way, and I'm proud to have gotten to know you. Is it really the end? It couldn't be, right? Maybe you're right. Maybe it won't be the end. Perhaps a new beginning is on the horizon. I look forward to it. Oh, listen, before it slips my mind. Our home in the lower woods is making an exquisite statue from the finest wood in your honor. Whenever you're visiting, come see our hard work. It's our thanks for what you've done for us. Don't tell the others, It'll be our little secret till then. Lovely. One more thing. Please give hugs and kisses to Zena. I always knew you two were right for each other. Well, I better be off and return home. I'm certain my sisters will be worried to high heaven. Hope to catch you and the others again. Bye!
Oh.
There you are. I had the strangest dream. I couldn't get back to sleep. I needed someone precious to hold me again. Where has my brave, sweet champion been hiding? Oh, you can't fool me. You can play innocent all you like, but nothing gets past this warrior. I had a feeling you were going to leave without saying goodbye. That will never do. You've got to be there for those of us who've been by your side such a very long time. So, you are staying right here until morning. And just in case you ask about resisting, you will never leave. That is my vow. Such words, my handsome fighter. You know you cannot resist me, even if your life depended on it. Sorry, you can't win. You simply cannot. You have no weapons, and we have only the blankets to protect us from the night air. There is nothing you can do. There we are. You forget I'm stronger than I look. Now you're mine. Sorry, love. The time has come to teach you a lesson you won't soon forget. Let's start by... Damn. So now you don't want to go. And you take this opportunity to smile defiantly. You are without a doubt the strangest hero I've known throughout the realms. Well, it seems we're at a stalemate. So, what are we going to do about this? Oh, my darling, please, don't ever leave. I know you won't. I couldn't help but overhear some commotion outside earlier. Who was it? Kira? That fairy can have her head in the clouds, but she's good company through and through. Fae folk are troublesome, or at least that was my first perspective. But the gardens of such breathtaking splendor, and its people are quite hospitable. I'm glad to have met them. Kira included. Since we formed our group and went out to see the world, I've experienced so much. The good, the bad. Those who left too soon, and those who now have a future. Because of us. I don't ever want to forget it. It's almost hard to believe. But 3 years ago, I was minding my own business in the town near the border of the Northern Territory. No one would dare mess with me. I was a survivor of war, an undefeated gladiator, the only half-orc for miles, toughest who ever lived. I drank hundreds of patrons under the table. Mercenary work was common to me. I became a bodyguard and an enforcer for the Blessed Fire Tavern. My favorite place away from the drama I dealt with. And my only escape from the pain of being alone. An emotion that has been with me through my days. And nights. Then, you came. A magician, a pair of Draenei, a night elf princess, a rough bearded dwarf, a knobby little gnome trying to be a scribe, and three humans of strong blood, asking a half-orc to assist them in a mission to find a traitor to the nearby kingdom. I thought you were all out of your freaking minds. I needed the laugh I got from that meeting. But then, you explained why it was important, and why I just might be the person for the task. How the one you were after turned out to be him. The desperate bastard who killed half my comrades in the war. That was the only reason I joined up with you. I remember you told me justice is the only way, not vengeance. Reluctantly, and with no small amount of persuasion, I agreed. In the end, that wretch was too pathetic to die. I had no idea that when I met you, it would change my life. I didn't have anything in common with you or our party. The moment I started traveling with you, my thoughts began racing. I didn't belong. Where would I go? What would I do? What would it accomplish? I hated feeling so negative. So I blocked those thoughts. Tried instead to think about all the riches I would acquire. But over time, I realized that each of you had a purpose. So did I. None of you were in it for a high level of coin. And you saved my life during our fight with the Final Mage. That spark, it was unbelievable. My mother told me this when I was little. The world is so vast, it's impossible to cover it all. How it's home to creatures that have shaped the face of the realms. And I should see as much as I could. She told me I meant for greater things. Perhaps I am meant to be more than just a gladiator. More than just a mercenary. And you know what? She was right. gods bless her soul. Long grassy plains, high mountains, the darkest caves, enchanted forests. We've seen them all. Those people who were doubtful of us, we proved them wrong. We've met those who were innocent and in desperate need of help, and we never turned them away. You showed me that I shouldn't live in bitterness and anger, that I don't have to let my suffering define me. Friendship is a powerful thing. Oh, my sweet fighter. That's been the biggest surprise to this day. There you were, a strapping young man who fought alongside knights. A man of the people. And there I was, rowdy arena champion with orc blood in her veins, a reputation for combat, and a hunger to beat anyone for the right amount of coin. But you didn't care. Every time we paired up, I couldn't help but realize that without you, my life wouldn't be the same. I didn't want to go back to the misery of before. Gods, love is the strangest thing of all. It doesn't care if we came from different worlds. It doesn't matter if we were face to face with a giant spider, a manticore, even that damn treacherous Amazon. Nothing will ever take my friends away from me. That is a promise. And nothing will ever take you. Do you know why? Because I only have eyes for you. I'm glad you wanted me to stay. And so happy that after all these years of fighting, we can finally start a new life. Just you and me. Harsh words are so far away now. Enemies non-existent. It feels like I'm in heaven. The way you play with my hair. My skin against yours. God, my love. You are the only one for me. I want no one else. God, you bring out the best in me. Oh my God. We gotta get a bigger bed. Oh, damn. I can't tell you how much I... Wait, what's this? You bought something for me. A gift. Just for me. Darling, I don't know what to say. I'm not sure if... Perhaps... Oh, you dare! And where was this boldness when we first met, I am far from afraid. You seem to have forgotten that I've saved your hide time and time again. And every time I get closer to you, I am not blushing. I was only reflecting. You are in serious trouble if you don't stop right there. Reveal what you have in that little box, or I will pin you to this floor. And this time, I won't be so forgiving. Whatever it is, I will take it. I won't even hesitate. Go on. Open it. Necklace. Made from the diamonds forged deep within the Oak Keep. I remember seeing it with the other jewels when we were in that town by the ocean. It shined like an old star. It's incredible, my love. And that ring. Is it? Yes. 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 I do. I do. Oh, Fighter. I love you so much. There is no one else in the world I can imagine spending my forever with. You are my brother in arms. The light of my life, the very peace of my heart. Forgive me. I'm so overwhelmed. You are so amazing. You were right. Anything is possible. You meant every single word. And it speaks volumes. No matter what they say, and no matter where we go, I'll always choose you. Thank you, my love. Do you think we should invite the others? See them one more time? Yes, it's a new beginning. It felt disheartening saying goodbye to all of them. They've meant the world to me. Each of them is unique, and they showed me how unique I was. Just like I know how unique you are. Our whole group. It's not goodbye. It will never be goodbye. I can't wait to see what the future holds for us. Gods, I love you, my darling. Here, now and forever.